This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide Android app. Have you installed it yet? It's free. You don't need to have the book either. The current version is a light version, and there are nearly 2,000 Bible names included, as opposed to the nearly 7,600 total names that are in the book. In the app, you just choose the name you want to hear, and I'll speak the name for you. In the Google Play Store, search for Easy Bible Pronunciations. The app was developed by my good friend, Brad Rhodes. Brad is Senior Software Engineer at Mission Aviation Fellowship, a truly great organization. To find out more about his life-changing ministry, go to maf.org/Rhodes. That's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. Well, hi there. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 523. Welcome. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us. If you're a longtime member of the family, thanks for coming back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. Our scripture today is 2 Corinthians 12 and 13 from the New Life Version and Galatians 1 from the Easy to Read Version. Let's begin. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I have to talk about myself, even if it does no good, but I will keep on telling about some things I saw in a special dream and that which the Lord has shown me. I know a man who belongs to Christ. 14 years ago, he was taken up to the highest heaven. I do not know if his body was taken up or just his spirit. Only God knows. I say it again. I know this man was taken up, but I do not know if his body or just his spirit was taken up. Only God knows. When he was in the highest heaven, he heard things that cannot be told with words. No man is allowed to tell them. I will be proud about this man, but I will not be proud about myself, except to say things which show how weak I am. Even if I talk about myself, I would not be a fool because it is the truth. But I will say no more because I want no one to think better of me than he does when he sees or hears me. The things God showed me were so great, but to keep me from being too full of pride because of seeing these things, I've been given trouble in my body. It was sent from Satan to hurt me. It keeps me from being proud. I asked the Lord 3 times to take it away from me. He answered me, "I am all you need. I give you my loving favor. My power works best in weak people. I am happy to be weak and have troubles so I can have Christ's power in me. I receive joy when I am weak. I receive joy when people talk against me and make it hard for me and try to hurt me and make trouble for me. I receive joy when all these things come to me because of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I've been making a fool of myself talking like this, but you made me do it. You should be telling what I have done. Even if I'm nothing at all, I am not less important than those false missionaries of yours. When I was with you, I proved to you that I was a true missionary. I did powerful works, and there were special things to see. These things were done in the strength and power from God. What makes you feel less important than the other churches? Is it because I did not let you give me food and clothing? Forgive me for this wrong. This is the 3rd time I'm ready to come to you. I want nothing from you. I want you, not your money. You are my children. Children should not have to help care for their parents. Parents should help their children. I'm glad to give anything I have, even myself, to help you. When I love you more, it looks as if you love me less. It is true that I was not a heavy load to you. But some say I set a trap for you. How could I have done that? Did I get anything from you through the men I sent to you? I asked Titus and the other Christian brother to visit you. Did Titus get anything from you? Did we not do things that showed we had the same desires and followed the same plan? It may look to you as if we'd been trying to make everything look right for ourselves all this time. God knows, and so does Christ, that all this is done to help you. I'm afraid that when I visit you, I will not find you as I would like you to be, and you will not find me as you would like me to be. I'm afraid I will find you fighting and jealous and angry and arguing and talking about each other and thinking of yourselves as being too important and making trouble. I'm afraid when I get there, God will take all the pride away from me that I had for you. I will not be happy about many who have lived in sin and done sex sins and have had a desire for such things and have not been sorry for their sins and turned from them. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is my third visit to you. The holy writings tell us that when people think someone has done wrong, it must be proven by two or three people who saw the wrong being done. During my second visit, I talked to you who have been sinning and to all the others. While I am away, I tell you this again. The next time I come, I will be hard on those who sin. Since you want to know, I will prove to you that Christ speaks through me. Christ is not weak when he works in your hearts. He uses his power in you. Christ's weak human body died on a cross. It is by God's power that Christ lives today. We're weak. We are as he was. But we will be alive with Christ through the power God has for us. Put yourselves through a test. See if you belong to Christ. Then you will know you belong to Christ, unless you do not pass the test. I trust you see that we belong to him and have passed the test. We pray to God that you do no wrong. We do not pray this to show that our teaching is so great, but that you will keep on doing what is right, even if it looks as if we have done much wrong. We cannot work against the truth of God. We only work for it. We are glad when we are weak and you are strong. We pray that you will become strong Christians. This is why I'm writing these things while I'm away from you. Then when I get there, I will not have to use strong words or punish you to show you that the Lord gives me this power. This power is to be used to make you stronger Christians, not to make you weak by hurting your faith. Last of all, Christian brothers, goodbye. Do that which makes you complete. Be comforted. Work to get along with others. Live in peace. The God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a kiss of holy love. All those here who belong to Christ say hello. May you have loving favor from our Lord Jesus Christ. May you have the love of God. May you be joined together by the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 1. Greetings from Paul, an apostle. I was chosen to be an apostle, but not by any group or person here on earth. My authority came from none other than Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised Jesus from death. Greetings also from all those in God's family who are with me. To the churches in Galatia. I pray that God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will be good to you and give you peace. Jesus gave himself for our sins to free us from this evil world we live in. This is what God our Father wanted. The glory belongs to God forever and ever. Amen. A short time ago, God chose you to follow him. He chose you through his grace that came through Christ. But now I am amazed that you are already turning away and believing something different from the good news we told you. There is no other message that is the good news, but some people are confusing you. They want to change the good news about Christ. We told you the true good news message. So anyone who tells you a different message should be condemned, even if it's one of us or even an angel from heaven. I said this before, now I say it again. You have already accepted the good news. Anyone who tells you another way to be saved should be condemned. Now, do you think I'm trying to make people accept me? No, God is the one I'm trying to please. Am I trying to please people? If I wanted to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the good news message I told you was not made up by anyone. I did not get my message from any other human. The good news is not something I learned from other people. Jesus Christ himself gave it to me. He showed me the good news that I should tell people. You have heard about my past life in the Jewish religion. I persecuted the Church of God very much. I tried to destroy his people. I was becoming a leader in the Jewish religion. I did better than most other Jews my own age. I tried harder than anyone else to follow the traditions we got from our ancestors. But God had special plans for me, even before I was born. So he chose me through his grace. It pleased him to let me see and know his son so that I could tell the good news about him to the non-Jewish people. I immediately prepared to do this work without asking for advice or help from anyone. I did not go to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But without waiting, I went away to Arabia. Later, I went back to the city of Damascus. 3 years later, I went to Jerusalem to meet Peter. I stayed with him 15 days. I met no other apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. God knows there is nothing untrue in any of this. Later, I went to the areas of Syria and Cilicia. No one in any of Christ's churches in Judea had ever met me before. They had only heard this about me. This man was persecuting us. But now he's telling people about the same faith that he once tried to destroy. These believers praised God because of me. We'll get to my comments on the reading in just a moment. But first, I want to give a special thanks to my friendly editor for his ongoing monthly gifts. He sees the value of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in his life, and each month he sends a check equal to the value he receives. How much value do you receive from the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible? Is it worth 23 cents an episode? 45 cents? If you donate 90 cents per episode, you'll receive associate producer credit on each episode. $2.27 per episode, and you'll receive executive producer credit. And $4.54 will earn distinguished producer credit on each episode. Each of these levels also earns various perks and thank you gifts. Whatever level of support you donate, it's all very much needed and appreciated. Does the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible contribute to your life? Do you value hearing the Word of God every Monday through Friday and my comments afterward? If so, do you think it's proper to exchange value for value? I'd like to invite you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com to see how you can become a part of the support team. And listen, if you can't afford anything, I get it. Of course, you're welcome to listen for free. This podcast is my gift to the body of Christ. But if you can't afford to help out financially, you will have my personal thanks, and you'll have the knowledge that you are helping to get God's word out to a world that desperately needs it. Thanks. May God bless the reading of His Word. Hey, if you're in the U.S., I'll bet you are just really enjoying this political season, aren't you? Everybody is just so lovingly and happily exchanging ideas on their favorite candidates with tolerance and thoughtfulness. It's a joy to witness, isn't it? What? That's not what you're seeing? Yeah, me neither. There is so much rancor and vitriol going around that I can hardly stand to be on Facebook, Instagram, or any other social media. It's really disturbing. People that used to be friends are fighting and calling names. It's sad. When I was younger, before computers and certainly before social media, there was a custom that discussing politics and religion was poor form. You just didn't do it. Do you remember that? Why do you suppose that custom existed? Well, sure, avoid those topics and you avoid the major causes of fights. But now that we can share our opinions from the safety of our keyboards or mobile devices, it seems that getting into fights is the new favorite pastime. Personally, I hate it. And so did the Apostle Paul. As he was closing his second letter to the Corinthians, he wrote, "Last of all, Christian brothers, goodbye. Do that which makes you complete. Be comforted. Work to get along with others. Live in peace." Notice his language there. He said, "work to get along with each other." The implication is that it isn't always easy to get along. You know, I love my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, more than life itself, really. That's not an overstatement. If she were suddenly taken from me, I would have a hard time finding a reason to get up in the morning. Yes, of course I know that my relationship with Jesus is more important, and His calling for me is to be more than just a husband. But you know what I mean. The point is that even with Leanne, it is sometimes work to get along with her. Well, that's normal. That's expected. No two people are ever going to easily get along 24/7. But Paul said that we are to work to get along with our brothers and sisters. What happens then? We live in peace. Now, who doesn't want that? What does that mean for us in this political season? Well, personally, I've chosen to restrain myself on social media. Sure, I've got very strong opinions, but I will not add to the negativity that is so prevalent online. Believe me, it isn't always easy to do. but I'd rather keep the doors of friendship open, and therefore the doors of opportunity to share Jesus with someone who needs Him when the Holy Spirit tells me it's time to do so, than destroy that opportunity by posting my political opinions. Let's face it, very few, if any, minds are changed in a Facebook argument, right? Work to get along with others. Live in peace. Your thoughts? Let me hear from you. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. If you're an Android user, don't forget to download the new Easy Bible Pronunciations app from the Google Play Store. The light version is free. We'll soon have the full version out with every name that's in Webb's Easy Bible Names pronunciation guide. And yes, an iOS version is in the works. And be sure to check out Brad Rhodes' page at maf.org/Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-S. Honestly, this app would not exist without his help. Tomorrow, we'll be back in the Old Testament. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.